We'd like to read from our scripture in Joshua in chapter 1.
Tunagoyerenga rugoro rwedu kubva kuna Joshua chapter 1.
Verses 1 to 9.
Ndima yekutanga kusvika pane pfumba.
I've always announced that I wanted to preach short, but most of the times I announce I won't preach short.
Hanzi ndagara ndichizivisa kuti ndoda kuparidza maridzo pfupi. Asi zvinozongoitikawo kuti mweya unozongofambawo.
So I think that's enough, huh?
Zviri zvakadaro.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying,
Zvino Moses muranda waJehovha wakati afa, Jehovha akataura naJoshua mwanakomana waNuni. Muranda wa Moses akati,
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
Moses muranda wangu wafa. Zvino simuka iwe uyambuke Jordan uru, iwe navanhu ava vose, muende kunyika yandinovapa ivo vana vaIsrael.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses.
Nzvimbo imwe neimwe ichatsikwa netsoka dzenyu ndakakupai iyo, sezvandakataura naMoses.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Kubva kurenje reLebanon iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo ruzi Euphrates nenyika yose yavaheti kusvika kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavira zuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Hakuno munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose upenyu hwako. Ndichava newe sezvandaiva naMozisi. Handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge mwoyo, nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira madzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo. Ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nokutsunga moyo kwazvo, kuti uchenjere kuita murayiro wose wandakarayira Moses muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe, kuti uve nomufaro pose paunoenda.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Bhuku iyi yomurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kurangarira masikati nousiku kuti uchenjere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo, nokuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nokubata nokuchenjera.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko handina kukurayira here? Simba utsunge mwoyo, usatya kana kuvhunduswa, nokuti Jehovha Mwari wako unewe kose kwaunoenda.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated.
Mwari varopafadze maringo kurengwa kweshoko ravo, vagare pasi.
So we realize the promises of God are not for the weaklings and for them that's fearing.
Tinoona kuti vimbiso dzose dzaMwari hadzisi kundonda kana kune avo vazere nekutya.
If you really want to be part of the promises of God,
kana uchida kunge uri chikamu chezvimbiso dzamwari,
you must be strong.
Unofanira kunge uri munhu akasimba.
You must be courageous.
Unofanira kunge uri munhu ane ushingi.
You must not be dismayed.
Haufaniri kuodzwa moyo.
The prophet says the number one enemy we have in the message,
hanzi nemuprofita mhandu yedu yatiinayo number one message,
is fear.
Kutya.
If we can overcome fear,
tikangokwanisa kukunda kutya,
then we know we can possess the land.
Tobva taziva kuti kana nzvimbo yacho tinogona kuitora.
The prophet says Israel was given a land, Canaan.
Profita anoti Israel yakapiwa nyika, Canaan.
But they were not given for free.
Asi havana kupiwa mahara.
Although it was given to them,
kunyange yakapiwa kwavari,
but they were supposed to fight.
Asiwo vaifanira kurwa.
You fight to overcome and to possess.
Unorwisa kuti ukunde obva watapa otora.
So this is what the believer has got to do.
Ndo zvinofanira kuitwa nemudzikinuri.
Especially we in the message.
Kunyanya isu message.
That's the part we are right now.
Ndo chikamu chatiri machiriko zvino.
It's not for the fearful.
Hachisi chevanotya.
How many of you remember the story of Gideon?
Vangani venyu vanorangarira nhaurwa ya Gideon?
The promise was given to him that was going to overcome.
Vimbiso yakapiwa kwaari uyo anga achinzi achakunda.
But when he came to the Lord with a whole lot of soldiers around him,
pakauya kunashe nevarwi vose,
the Lord told him that's too much.
Mwari vakamuti iwe vakawandisa vanhu.
That's not the way to overcome.
Haisiyo nzira yekukunda nayo.
You don't overcome by numbers.
Hatikunde neuwandu.
So my power is not going to be shown in this.
Simba rangu hariratidzwe mune zvizvi.
Go and tell them.
Enda unovaudza.
Whoever is fearful.
Ani nani anotya? Ari kutya.
That was number one. If you are afraid of the battle,
kana uri kutya hondo,
you have other things to do back home.
Mune zvimwe zvinhu zvekuita kumba.
You are committed.
Mune umwe munga.
Because your mind won't be on the battle but on the commitments.
Pfungwa dzako hauzodzise pahondo, unenge uri dzinenge dzapa nerimwe basa riri kumba.
And said if you are fearful and you are committed, you go back.
Saka kana uchitya uine rimwe basa rekuita kumba, dzokera.
Over 30,000 people went back.
Vanhu vanodarika 30,000 vakadzokera kumba.
Brother, coming the message.
Kuuya message.
If the Lord would show you the enemies.
Kana Mwari vakakuratidza mhandu.
The ones that's fighting against you.
Idzo mhandu dziri kukurwisa.
You go back before you start.
Unodzokera usati watombotanga.
But God waits until you have the courage.
Mwari vanomira kusvikira wane ushingi.
So that you'll be able to fight.
Kuti iwe ukwanise kurwa.
So the fearful must go back.
Saka vanotya unofanira kudzokera.
Because that is the number one enemy in the message.
Ndo mhandu yekutanga mumaridzo.
We have got a lot of promises.
Tine vimbiso dzakawanda.
We are supposed to be doing great things.
Tinofanira kunge tichiita zvinhu zvikuru.
Which this world has never seen.
Zvisati zvamboonekwa nenyika ino.
Which this world has never heard about.
Zvisati zvambonzwikwa pamusoro pazvo nenyika ino.
Those things are reserved for the bride.
Zvinhu zvose zvakachengeterwa mwenga.
But we're not courageous.
Asi isusu hatina ushingi hwakakwana.
To stand up for those promises.
Wekumirira vimbiso idzi.
But the Lord is already showing you.
Asi Mwari vari kutokuratidza nechikare.
That he can do great things.
Kuti iwe unokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvikuru.
Look at the testimony we just spoke about the hurricane.
Tarisai muone uchapupu watataura pamusoro pao wedutwi.
We don't fear hurricane.
Hatityi dutwi hurricane.
But we have the God who made the winds.
Tisu tina Mwari akagadzira mhepo.
That God is our Father.
Ba Mwari iyeye ndi baba vedu.
So why should we fear?
Saka unotyei?
Amen.
Amen.
Because even if it comes,
kunyange chikauya,
we are always overcomers.
Isu tiri vakundi.
The Bible says the enemy comes one way.
Bible rinoti muvengi akauya neimwe nzira.
But he goes away seven ways.
Anodzokera nedzimwewo nzira.
He is scattered.
Ano vanoparadzirwa.
It's not what we can do.
Hazvisi zvinhu zvatinokwanisa isu
chete. But this is just the grace of God.
Dzingori nyasha dzaMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
If we look at what God can do.
Ukakwanisa kutarisa zvinoitwa naMwari.
Especially what he did in the first Exodus.
Kunyanyanyanya zvavakaita pakufamba kwekutanga.
How he overcame kings.
Kuti vakakunda sei madzimambo.
And even opening up the Red Sea.
Nekuzarura gungwa dzvuku.
Opening the Jordan River.
Kuzarura Jorodhani.
Amen.
Amen.
That God is still alive even today.
Mwari yeye achiri mupenyu nanhasi.
when those two tap boys went across Jordan to Rahab's house, Rahab told them, we have known, we have heard how you destroyed the two kings of Sihon and how you dried the Red Sea and you walked across it like dry land. Says, whenever we hear about your God, we tremble. Our knees are knocking. That's what is happening in hell today. The prophet tells us, if the weakest of the believers kneel down to pray, hell is going to shake. Amen.
Amen.
How about you, who is not a weakling? You've been around a long time. You know how to handle a sword. You fought a few times and you overcame. You have got testimonies around you. Amen.
Amen.
Suppose you now kneel down to pray. What's going to happen? The enemy is going to scatter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are a warrior. You've been fighting from long back. There's no devil that can stand before you. Just pick the courage like Joshua.
And
the Lord told him, no man shall ever stand before you. Not only tomorrow, but all the days of your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not fighting men, but we are fighting principalities. No longer flesh and blood, but spirits in the air. So what we say now for you, no spirit, no demon, no gossip. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing from your family. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing shall ever stand against you all the days of your life. Praise God. It's easier said than done. But brother, I'm looking for a woman that can believe what I'm saying. I'm looking for a man that can believe what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
Not only believing and say, I believe it, but to stand up and demonstrate and to say, I'm ready. Where is the devil coming from? I'm ready for him. These are the men and the women.
We're
looking for such. Because Daniel of old would have wanted to live in your day. But God said, go thy way, Daniel. But what you see in the vision is for the end time. Because there are men and women who are going to be alive in the end time. That's going to perform exploits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to believe. You have been raised by God to be alive in this day. Not to eat sada, but you've been raised for exploits. Can you imagine? You could have been alive in Paul's day, but God also told you, not this one. This one is not for Paul's day. This one is not for Luther's day. This one is not for Wesley's day. But you are for the end time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To perform exploits. Exploits. Amen.
Amen.
Is that true? Can you turn around and tell somebody, exploits? You are born for exploits. You are born for exploits. You are born for exploits.
Amen. Glory!
You are not born for gossip, right? No.
Pete.
You are not born for that. That is reserved for the end time. Especially for people that have realized this is the time for the third pull. And there's no going back. This message is calling you to do exploits in the third pool. This is the hour.
Don't worry.
Set yourself in that place. And tell yourself, it's me. Not my brother, not my sister. But it is me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet told us.
Prophet akatudza.
Redemption is in two parts.
Rudzikinuro rumuviri.
Amen.
Amen.
Is the going out.
Hanzi kubuda.
And the going in.
Nekupinda.
Do you remember the two climaxes?
Munorangarira here nongonyika mbiri.
Not part of the first pool.
Kwete chikamu che kudonza kwekutanga.
Amen. But the second pool and the third pool.
Asi kudonza kwepiri nekwetatu.
That's where the climax is. When they cross the Red Sea, brother, and the waters come back, they knew we're not going back. They knew that Pharaoh's army is finished. We are finished with the first pool. We are now on the second part. Israel in the wilderness.
Israel murenje.
Amen.
Amen.
And the new,
iwe,
we are going. We're not going back again. It doesn't matter how many people will come. Who will say, I'm taking you back. Amen.
Amen.
They might say, I'm taking you back. But they did not have power to open the Red Sea. Because people can talk a lot, but they don't have the power to take you back. Do you know? A believer must come to a place where he can say, even if I go back, I will never drink. I will never smoke. I will never do those things again. Because the desire is long finished. Amen.
Amen.
All I know is I'm going through. The prophet said, God justifies you. He sanctifies you. And he baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. And when you come to that place, the devil cannot come there.
Satan,
amen.
Amen.
It's you that comes out to meet up with the devil out there. But God puts a bridge. You can't go back. Is that right? Do you know what the prophet says? Even if he takes me into hell, I will love him all the way. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, even if you go into real deep problems, until you cannot even explain where you are going and how and what is happening, once you have known him, you are simply going to say, Lord, I love you. Despite my problem, despite my situation, I can't face anyway. I can't turn. But just give me a few minutes. In this trouble, I just want to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, the devil can't touch you.
Ama, Satan,
you are 200 volts, 2,000 volts.
Uri gwenya rinopfuta moto muzhinji.
Because the devil thinks that when you're in trouble, that's the time you're going to turn to him.
Satan anofunga kuti iwo akakwisa padambudziko ka ndopa uchaenda kwaari manje.
Too late, brother.
Akanonoka.
Too late.
Akanonoka.
But we have only discovered.
Takangocherechedza kuti
the more the trouble we get into,
patinonyanya kupinda matambudziko,
the more the trials we get into,
patinopinda mumwedzo,
the closer we get to God.
Ndo patinoswedera pedyo na pedyo na Mwari.
The closer we get to him,
ndo patinonyatsoswedera pedyo na Mwari.
We will never despise no trouble.
Hatizombozvidzikana dambudziko rimwe
chete. We will never despise no trial.
Hatizombozvidzikana kudiedza kumwe chete.
Because every trial that comes to you,
nokuti kuedza kwese kunouya kwauri,
if you are a believer,
kana uri mutendi,
the trial puts you on your knees.
Kuedza uku kunoitwisa pamabvi.
And the more you get to trust in him,
wobva wanyatsova neruvimbo naye.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Mwari havana kutinakira here.
We love him.
Tinovada.
With all that's within our hearts. We want to know how far we have gone on this journey.
Kuti tafamba kusvika papi parwendo.
Don't forget, brother, sister.
Musakanganwa hama dzadzi.
What happened in the first Exodus?
Chakaitika pakubuda kwekutanga.
Is what happened in the second Exodus.
Ndochinokaitikawo zvakare mune kubuda kwepi.
It's also what happened in the third Exodus.
Ndochaitikawo mukubuda kwetatu.
And we are in the third Exodus.
Isu tiri mukubuda kwetatu.
The same God,
Mwari mumwe chete,
who was in the first Exodus,
angari mukubuda kwekutanga,
who raised a prophet,
achasimudza profita.
He raised the prophet in the first Exodus
and
vindicated him with a pillar of fire.
Is
the same God that raised up a prophet in our day and vindicated him with a pillar of fire and gave him a people to follow. Amen.
Amen.
And we are in the last Exodus. There was a Moses in the first Exodus. He did not take them through into Canaan's land, but he gave the prophecies. Amen.
Amen.
He was not alive to see the prophecies coming to pass. In this last Exodus, God gave a prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And before you had a change of your body, he was no longer here to see them prophecies coming to pass. But as it was in the first, there was a Joshua whose job was to repeat what Moses said. He didn't have another message. He didn't have a message of his own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he was told this word of prophecy must never depart out of your mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His job was to take them across and divide the inheritance. The same God who was with
William Branham,
that God is alive today in the form of the Holy Ghost, our end time leader, Joshua, our end time leader, to make sure what was prophesied by
William Branham
has got to come to pass. The Holy Spirit, he knows who must stand where and what must happen what time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with this, brother, we are counseling every man who calls himself an eighth messenger. We're not putting any man right here. We are telling every man who wants to call himself somebody to get out of the way. But we want every man, woman in the bride to focus their sight on the Holy Spirit, the end time leader. The end time leader who has got to take us across. Is that right? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, The prophet, we notice, as I was with Moses, he was like saying, I've taken too long on the second pool. Is that right? I'm supposed to cross over onto the other side. Because the calling and his ministry was not to the second pool. But his calling and ministry was on the final pool.
Amen.
Because you must be able to count all the seven peaks to the last one. And when you get to the last peak, which is the seventh, which is also the third of the large peaks, which is the third pool, beyond that is a continental divide. Amen.
Amen.
There's no other peak to come. After this message, there's no other messenger. There's no other message to come. This is the last. When we come to the prophet, we have come to the final. Is that right? And this message will never be a denomination. Is that right? Meaning, there is no other message to come after this. The reason why the other messages before became denomination is because there was a superior light that came after that one. Is that right? Luther became denomination because sanctification with Wesley was super than Luther.
Luther akale sangano nokuti kuchenesa kwakauya na Wesley kwakauya kuri pamusoro kupfuura kururamisa kwakakuina Luther.
There was a higher calling.
Panga paine kudana kwa pamusoro.
Is that right? Then Luther became a denomination and man was leading.
Lutheran ndobva vava denomination vanhu vanga vaina.
When the pillar of fire moved from Wesley to Pentecost, Wesley was supposed to move with it. But they could not do it. They remained a denomination because there was no more life there. A superior message came. Is that right? Then Wesley became a denomination. Are you getting that? Today, Pentecost is a denomination. Because a super message came. A more powerful message came. After Pentecost. Is that right? Today, Pentecost and the world is just the same. They're dressing, their language, and whatever is just the same. Because there's no more life. Life has moved out. Is that right? Because there's a superior message. And that is where you can find God. Amen.
Amen.
Out of this message, you never find God anywhere. Is that true?
Amen.
This is where he is today. So this is the last. There's no other message after this one. Because the result of this message is a rapture. Is a change of our body. We must go. Is that right? So if there's no other message after this, it means we have to be in the rapture. Do you understand, brother, sister? In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. This is the ministry of the Son of Man, which God has allotted for the mystery of God to be finished. As far as all the mystery that's in the Bible is concerned. The ministry of the seventh angel is the one that finishes everything. When he came on the scene, he looked at the message of Paul. He tied up the loose ends. Is that right? He looked at Irenaeus. He tied up the loose ends. What does that mean to you? To bring sense to what they never finished up. Is that right? It was this prophet who was able to look back at Martin Luther and he said Martin Luther was not a prophet. He was a reformer. So he did not know some of the prophetic sayings. And Martin Luther slipped out in what he was talking about. And he said the Jew is the Antichrist. He says, we don't blame him. He was not a prophet. Because now the prophet has come. Amen.
Amen.
He's here to put everything in line. Amen.
Amen.
So after the prophet comes, there's no more loose ends. Everything else is in place. What are we doing, brother, sister? To make sure you realize you are not just going to church and tell people I belong to the message. But you must know how far you have gone in the progression of the message. We are moving. We are not stationary. Because the moment we become stationary, the devil catches up with you. Is that right? So when people tell you that they don't understand about the cloud, you must understand they're not in the motion. It's only a thing with life that is moving. When the life goes out, you are dead. Is that true? So all the funny doctrines that's coming up in the message, you must know there's no motion. There's no movement. They are dead. There's no life again. But when life comes to you, your eyes are going to be open. Your eyes are going to be open. You can see this is not right. This is a funny doctrine. This belongs to man. This belongs to man. You must know where God is. So brother, we're not stationary. Amen.
Amen.
But we are going. Is that right? They died in the wilderness because we're going round and round. But where we are right now, the moment you realize we're supposed to cross over, amen, then you know we're going. Your eyes are no longer in the wilderness, but your eyes are across the river. Then you are engrossed in what has going to happen on the other side. Is that true? May God help us so that we know where we are. Is that right? So, when the prophet preached 1960, as I was with Moses, he was aware that we are supposed to go. And he knew God was putting responsibility on him. After he read from Joshua chapter 1, 1 to 9, according to the vision, So in his mind, in his whole heart, there's somewhere else I'm supposed to go. I must go and hit another climax. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been on the mountain too long. I'm supposed to cross over. Is that right? The prophet knew about it. 1961. He preached paradox. Is that right? And he says, he saw the vision like he was on the map of Palestine. And he walked 2/3 of the journey. One more third to go. First and second pool. One more to go. Is that right? Yes.
Oh.
It means you're going. You're not stationary. We are supposed to be going, brothers. But after he gave that vision, I believe many of you know this other part of the vision when he says there was a hideous there was something hideous on the journey.
And that
was a big snake, a big mamba.
Amen.
Amen. So going on to the third, leaving the second, it's not easy. Is that right? It's not easy. But may God give us the same power to bind the mamba. Amen.
Amen.
We're glad the power is here with us. We're able to bind. So that you can go across on the third pool. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? But I don't know why the prophet said, you know, it's an African snake. Not an Asian snake, but an
African.
I don't want to comment on that. But I want to read a quote. As I was with Moses.
161.
Amen. I have done wrong. That's why I have based these sermons the way I have. Because he said, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And when that hand came down and pointed that very same scripture, do you know what he's talking about? That vision of the Bible that came down? 1957. That Bible coming down and his finger pointing on Joshua 1:1. All the way down to verse 9. It happened. And this is what he's referring to. Amen.
Amen.
So, for a long time, I've wondered. Because I didn't know what the commission was. I've looked for something supernatural beyond that. God cannot get away from this from his commission. God give the commission. That's what it must remain. But all the Pentecostal people, they like signs.
Hey. Hallelujah.
I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Separating the true believer and the Pentecostal guy.
Amen.
Amen.
He's
not talking about Pentecostal by experience. But Pentecost by denomination. You are not Pentecost by denomination. You are Pentecost by experience. Is that right? Then He's saying Pentecostal people, they like signs.
Vati vanhu vechipentecosta vanoda zviratidzo.
They like to see it.
Vanoda kuona nemaziso.
The Bible says a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after signs.
Bible rinoti chizvarwa cheupombwe chakaipisisa chinotsvaka zviratidzo.
Amen.
Amen.
But the commission was pray for the sick.
Asi kutumwa heku namatira vanorwara.
I think Brother Branham is putting a division right there. Amen.
Amen.
He knew his commission to pray for the sick.
And
he did it. And the Pentecostal people embraced him. And he took a long time to move away from there. But his commission was not to remain there. His commission was to the third poor.
Is that
right? He says, the commission was pray for the sick. And tens of thousands, that I have failed to pray for. Because they all desired signs. They desire it. Brother, sister, you've got to make a choice. Whether you are here for signs or you are here for the word. Is that right? The prophet said in one place, look here, we are not throwing away signs, right? We're not throwing away divine healing. We're not doing away with what the Holy Ghost can do. Is that right? But that has been brought so that you know where God is. Where God is. It's a bait. Amen. But what's important is the fish.
Chinokosha harisi wemisi asi kuti hove.
So you must be able to know where to draw the line.
Unofanira kuziva kupatsanura zvinhu.
Some people in the message say no signs, no praying for the sick, nothing of that sort.
Vamwanu mariza vanoti hakuna zviratidzo, hapana kunamatira varoro, hapana zvimwe zvinhu zvakadaro.
We don't want that.
Hatidi izvozvo.
That's an extreme.
Ikoko kuenda kukumhanya.
Another extreme is all signs and all wonders, all tongues, all prophecies, no word.
So
this one say, it's us who have got God, you are backslidden.
You're
not correctly dividing the word of truth. Amen. But you must know where God is. Wherever God is, he shows himself by the supernatural. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
But that's not all God. God is in his word. Is
that
right? So the prophet wants you to realize the Pentecostal denomination, they want signs.
Kuti.
Finish.
So
when the prophet left and moving into the opening of the word, they said he's lost.
Is that right?
The other day, I was trying to work the ministry. Got it into the room. And a man came on the platform and said, now, Brother Branham, wait a minute. My case is different. I've just got to know something. I said, well, the doctor can examine you. Oh, I don't want that. I want to know right now. My case is so different. I said, well, I hate to do this, brother. Went on into it, and the first thing, you know, the Holy Spirit. He said, praise the Lord. That's right. I said, the rest of you, come on now, let me pray for you. When I did that, you know what the next one said? My case is just as important as his. Then I got about 6 or 8 and closed the meeting. It liked to kill me. I've always wondered why would that do that to me. It's because I was doing it wrong. That's just the signpost pointing to the commission. It's not the commission. That signpost has been nailed down around the world. Meaning, all the signs and wonders, discernment around the world, he said. And languages, Africa, India, Asia, Europe, around the world, through tens of thousands and millions of people, they know about that signpost.
Mitauro mizhinji mu Africa, India, Asia, Europe, ne pasi rose. Ma thousand ne ma million evanu wose vano ziva pamsoro pejiratizi.
Amen.
Amen.
Discernment that he was performing everywhere in the world.
Discernment yese kunzera kwaitwa pasi rose.
But are you seeing what he said? He said it's a signpost. Signpost means you are going there. So you don't stand on the signpost and say, I've arrived. You are still going. Is that right? So when the second pool was in operation, it was a signpost.
Kudonza kwembiri pakwaitika.
I'm ready to leave this mountain. I want to go on across Jordan. I want to get into something yonder. Where my faith will rise to a spot. When I pray for people, they will be healed. Is that right?
This way.
Going across. So you see, brother, there's nothing wrong in praying for the sick. Nothing wrong in discernment. But that is a sign that God is somewhere there. And the prophet is saying, I spent too long a time. Is that right?
This way.
But he knew there's a destination. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when we talk about the prophet like this, I want you to know we are on the same journey. Is that right? He didn't end the journey, but we are progressing with the journey. Watch. God puts it right back in the people's lap. You were born to pray for the sick people. If you can get them to believe, I said they won't believe. He said, I will give you two signs. And by this, they will believe. Notice then these signs. They've rallied for them the signpost. Instead of the commission, believing that you were sent to pray. Now, when the people comes into the line to be prayed for, as soon as one absolutely hits the spot, there's nothing I can do about it till they hit that spot. And when they do, then I say, I give you.
Ndova nati ndinokupa.
Like what happened to Sister Hetty-Wright.
Se zvakaitika kuna Sister Hetty-Wright.
Amen.
Amen.
Which means we must all come to that spot.
Zvireva kuti unofanira kusvika kutenda kwako pane imwe nhongonyo.
Where something is going to happen.
Pane panofa kwanisaka kuitika chimwe chinhu.
If you hear what happened to somebody,
ukanzwa zvakaitika kune mumwe munhu,
that is going to raise your faith.
Zvichasimudza kutenda
kwako. So that it also must happen to you.
Wobva wati iwo zvinofanira kuitika kwandiri.
Amen.
Amen.
So do you see where we are, brother, sister?
Brother
Branham was telling us about what was happening to him in the second pool. It's a mountain. And the Pentecostals loved that. Amen.
Amen.
Until he realized he was on a certain patch of his journey. Present stage of my ministry. Because of what he has chosen. He says the whole host of heaven is behind you. The Pentecostals left him. He was no longer discerning and preach and praying for the sick the way they wanted. Because he realized that there is something that he is engrossed in to cross over into another land. Do you see what, brother, sister? The Bible tells you, these signs shall follow them that believe. There is nothing you can do about it. There is only one thing you must do. Believe. And the signs will follow. You're not responsible for that. Amen.
Amen.
If God puts a burden, you need to pray for somebody, go ahead and do it. You must never say, oh, this is Pentecostalism. What? You are in the message. Whatever he puts on your heart to do, do it. Did he not say that as we get in the third pool, he says, you shall be seeing discernments going on. And healing of the sick. Why? It's part of his commission to pray for the sick. Amen.
Amen.
But he's looking at something that is going to call the bride. Are you getting that, brother, sister? The bride is not called by the first pool. The bride is not called by the second
pool,
but the bride is called by the third pool. How many Pentecostal preachers today are faking discernment? That will never call the bride. The bride is never there.
He's
not even touched by that. But the bride is touched by the opening of the word. Because it is a rainbow trout. It's not caught easy. No, no. You are not caught easy either. Amen.
Amen.
Because you've got a special diet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You don't just eat anything. You don't just go anywhere. Praise the Lord. I was almost just about to say something. Let me quit.
Amen.
Brother, okay, let me ask you a question. If you hear or you see me in the
newspaper,
among a whole conference of World Council of Church Preachers. And I'm chosen to be like the Vice President.
Reverend Chesa, Vice President, World Council of Church.
And you read it in the paper.
Was wearing a newspaper.
Sunday, are you going to be here?
Sunday, unoya panere.
Tell me, are you going to be here?
Taura chokwadi. Unouya pano here?
Don't make noise. Tell me, are you going to be here?
Eti, anzi nyazotaura chokwadi. Unouya here pana?
The reason why you are making noise, you are grumbling, right?
Because
you know it's not right. It's not scriptural. And you will never allow me to stand here. Because you know I'm eating with crows. Then what I'm saying is not right. Is that true? Why are you going to praise, what are they called? Praise, worship, and so on. What do they call that? Zim praise. Why do you go there?
Wabat washamwari. Say uchienda ku zim praise. Pindura.
And after you come back from zim praise, you want to raise hands here and sing. Taura foot.
Wabha ku zim praise iwewe nechina dzako.
If I refuse you to sing, you're going to find fault in me. Pastor does not see the gift in me. What gift? Brothers, let us be serious. Let us be serious.
Serious.
Is it you that is allowed to go everywhere and I'm not allowed?
Saka iwewe ndewe ane raudi yekuenda ikoko. Pasta vasingaende. Mambaro wemunhu.
Are you still around?
Uchiri mucheche here.
If I don't go, why should you go?
Kana ndisingaende. Iwewe ndewe wazongwara manje. Urikuendere iko.
I almost didn't want to say that. But as we say right.
Amen.
As we say right.
That's not good.
As we say right.
Amen.
Somebody made a statement the other time. He said the people in the message are different from all other churches. If they hear that bonki comes, all the churches are empty and they go there. But if you go to the message church, they are full. Because they don't go there. If they hear that Christ has come,
he's
having communion. Was it morning or afternoon? Message churches, they're full, they're there. But all other churches are empty. I thought that was a wonderful comment.
Right.
It's good. But let me tell you. It does not mean that you don't find a message person there.
If you sneak into that place, you find them there.
But it's not kunyangire. Because we know you don't eat from the garbage. You don't eat from the garbage. So you don't go there. You know where the fresh kill is. Is that true? We know what we enjoy. Now you must know where to go and where not to go. Is that right? Because that shows the kind of man who you are. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Marigabuts.
would like to read here as I'm closing from the Message Contest
1962,
the last day of the year. This is 62, moving into
63.
Where great things happened for the message. Amen.
Amen.
And this was a communion night. Listen carefully. And he says, let us raise our hands to God now and let us pray in our own way. As we make our confessions and ask God to help us through this next coming year. Although it was a physical year coming, right? But spiritually there was something coming up. He says, Heavenly Father, as we stand here, as many thoughts is dying out in our hearts, and of the mistakes of last year, and as we are approaching the death of 62, and the birth of 63. Oh God,
oh man,
may we be one step higher up the ladder until we can see Jesus and his program. You can't see the program unless you climb higher. Is that right? May everyone hear, Lord, in prayer. While the old year is dying, and the new birth of the new year is coming in, may the old man sins and unbelief die out of our heart. And the new birth come in with
1963.
Like a rushing, mighty wind that might fill our beings and make us new creatures in Christ. Make us fit servants. Forgive our past. Bless our future. Guide us, O Lord God, with thy mighty hand,
Jehovah.
Bless these ministers here. Bless all the laity. All the visitors. Be thou with us, Lord. We are your servants. And we give ourselves wholly to you. For 1963. That the power of your spirit might have more preeminence.
Kuti simba remweya wenyu rive neutongi wakakwana
in our life and in our being. Help us, God. Forgive us and help us, we pray. Raise up mighty men. Raise up mighty warriors of the faith. Is he talking about you? Yes. You are the mighty man. Mighty warriors of the faith. Open this year, Lord. That hidden manna. The rock beneath the rock. That you might see the program of God. Cap off the pyramids of our lives.
Lord.
Put the capstone, Jesus Christ, upon each and every one of us. May his great, magnificent, holy blessings be upon us all. May the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon us. May the power of the resurrection be manifested, God. How we thank you tonight. We are yours. We give ourselves to you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think, brother? It's not just another year coming. But it's moving. You're going into with vision. Show us the rock beneath the rock. Show us the program of God. If you know what he's talking about, you understand that. Because the end of the second pool, that is where we see this dream of the pyramid. Is that right? With some unwritten with some writings that could not be read. That's the dream of Junior Jackson.
1962.
Is that right? And the ministers were gathering around there. Some writings that were done over the years by some water that was going down the mountain. And the prophet was standing there interpreting that to the ministers. Is that right? 7 weeks of Daniel, the church ages, adoption, and all these great mysteries. And he was showing to them what that meant. When he had finished, then Junior Jackson sees the crowbar.
Junior Jackson no baona mugwara.
And Brother Bram got a hold of it and hit the top part of the mountain.
Brother Bram akabata mugwara waya ndokurova pamusoro pedombo.
And he says there was a white rock.
Hanzi panga paine dombo jena.
He says the sun had never shone on it since creation.
Zuva ranga risati rambovhenekera ipapo kubva pakusiku.
Is that right? And he told the minister, stay here. I'm going west so that I can come back with the interpretation of this white rock.
It's
the mystery which nobody ever spoke about. The sun never shone on it.
Amen.
That was the ministry of the seventh angel, the ministry of William Branham, was to talk about the unwritten writings. The mystery of the white rock, and this is what he's talking about. The rock beneath the rock. Amen. Brother, that is your ministry. That is what you've been called to do. The bride of the end time. Your job is to look into that. Because there's a prophet who went west for the blast. And coming back with the Holy Ghost to interpret that which was not even known before. What a treasure we have. That the mystery of God, which nobody ever spoke about since the foundation of the world,
this is
what is in our heart today.
No.
To make you a different species altogether. A different breed of a human being. with Jesus Christ on the inside. Every other man is man with five senses. But you are a different breed. Because the mind of God is what is in your heart. This is why you behave different. Do you believe that? Do you love that? Praise God. Praise God. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We give him praises. We give him all the honor. Amen.
Amen.
I love